The Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
The Foster Recreation Center at Missouri State University will be hosting Camp Claw this summer after a successful inaugural year in the summer of 2022. Camp Claw provides the opportunity for Springfield area children ages 6 to 12 years old to develop lifelong wellness habits. The camp runs for 8 weeks from June 5th through August 4th. I'm Sophia Perez. Today, we are joined by Thomas Morris, the Assistant Director of Campus Recreation, Outdoor Adventures at the Bill R. Foster and Family Campus Recreation Center. Morris is also the Director of Camp Claw. We are also joined by Lauren Easter, the Associate Director of Campus Recreation at Missouri State. Camp Claw has many activities planned for this summer that will help campers grow and learn.
The activities will be dictated mostly by our theme. A lot of them are games. There's some time raft. There will be some time in the pool. But a lot of these will be your traditional camp style, whether it be capture the flag or tag or so many other different games. There'll be time to play basketball on the mat court and all that good stuff. Just provide these students a chance to just have fun while they're not in school, but then also provide some time for them to create connections both with other students their age, but also with college-age students who might be able to provide a positive mentor in their life.
Each week will have its own theme. Some themes include color craze, solar bears, calling all heroes, going for the gold, and pirate week. Easter explained some of the new themes, including Bear Kingdom.
Campers are going to get to learn about different animals. They're going to play activities where they get to act like animals. Our last week is going to be Spirit Week, where they get to come in their pajamas or wear crazy socks.
Camp Claw is focused on providing positive role models for campers.
Growing up in today's society, having positive role models is so important for a youth's development, and not everyone has the privilege of having those readily available. And so I think our camp will be a great place for us to having those counselors that have been vetted and trained by us be that positive role model in the youth's life and having a positive impact and maybe even creating a relationship that will last more than the summer. Lauren and I are heading up leadership, and then we have two lead counselors that are going to be in charge of the other counselors. Those have already been hired. One of them is a Missouri State student. One of them is a teacher in the community. We're still in the hiring process for those camp counselors. A majority of them are Missouri State students. We had some high school seniors apply and some other community members that are related to the university in one way or another.
Camp staff will go through rigorous background checks.
Everyone has to get registered with the family care system within our state, and then they go through the four different background checks through our university. If they are under the age of 18, there's one additional background check that they'd have to do, as well as some extra steps for hiring.
Easter explains why Camp Claw is important for children in the community.
We're looking to impact our community with these youth. We're looking to provide them a safe place to come and play and experience different things. We're going to have some international students be in that candidate pool. And so our youth are going to be able to experience people from different cultures, different countries, and be able to get outside of our Springfield community. We want to bring youth into our facility to experience what it's like to be at a university and be able to support higher education in that facet. Not only are they going to be in our recreational center, but in future years, if not this year, we're hoping to move around campus and be able to see some facets of our STEM program with Missouri ST, as well as go out to the DAR Center and be able to see some of the work that they're doing out there. So we'll really provide a robust experience for our youth in the community.
Camp Claw believes in establishing a strong foundation in friendship, self-esteem, self-confidence, and recreation.
The two things that I hope they take away from this camp is, number one, fun, because it's summertime. Students should be enjoying themselves, having a great time, but also learning some life lessons, whether it be teamwork, whether it be leadership, if they're an older student, whether it be social skills or all these other things. We're hoping that they take that away, and we're hoping to facilitate this not in a very formal, like, let's talk about leadership today, but rather formatting our games and formatting our activities that they just think they're playing another game, but really they're learning, oh, how do I work in a team? How do I communicate with people that are different from me? And maybe if we have older students, letting them lead some younger students and really giving them that first glimpse of what leadership could look like and building those life skills that they will take beyond our camp that will really serve them later in life.
Registration is still open for Camp Claw.
You can sign up for week 1 and 4 and 3, or you can sign up for all 8 weeks, but that registration will be open all the way until mid-June.
If you're wanting to go to week 3, you have until the Wednesday before week 3 starts, so rolling enrollment.
To register for Camp Claw, visit missouristate.edu/recreation/campclaw.htm.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.